欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林。
大家好，我是 Mike。Starting from today, I'll be your new co-host in American English Mosaic.
欢迎 Mike 来到我们的节目，我们一定尽力为大家推出更棒的美语训练班。
There you go. Okay, let's see what we are going to learn today.
今天咱们要去看看搬家有多麻烦。
It can be quite time-consuming, expensive, and difficult to ship pets abroad.
These are all good things for me to consider.
听听怎么申请美国公民。
Yeah, you're right. I don't want to take any chances. I will talk to an immigration lawyer.
还要探讨一下雇私人教练到底值不值。
Relocating? You know what?We don't need to listen to the lessons. I can tell you everything you need to know.
行，等会儿让你说。现在咱们还是言归正传，赶快来进入第一个单元 ,Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Personal Trainer. Personal is spelled P-E-R-S-O-N-A-L. And trainer is spelled T-R-A-I-N-E-R.Personal trainer.
Personal trainer, 私人教练。随着人们健康意识的加强
Personal trainers have become one of the fastest growing occupations in the United States.
私人教练日益成为美国成长最快的职业之一。
From 2001 to 2011, the number of personal trainers grew by 44% to 231,500.
2001年到2011年间，私人教练的人数增长了44%，总人数增至231,500人。
For personal trainers, the average hourly pay is less than $15, and work hours are erratic.
私人教练平均收入每小时不到$15，而且工作时间也很不规律。好的，今天我们学习的词是
personal trainer, personal trainer, personal trainer.
Actually, I have first-hand experience with personal trainers. While they can be really expensive, my personal trainer helped me get into the best shape of my life.
Huh? 真有那么灵？那你的私人教练都让你干了什么呀？
Like now, I eat 4 meals a day. And I have my big meals earlier in the day, aka my breakfast and lunch. And I eat a lot of protein and vegetables.
怎么听起来像减肥教练？不过看你这个身材还是不错的。
Thanks.
Do you think it's worthwhile to hire a personal trainer?
Definitely, but they are expensive. I could barely eke out enough money to pay my monthly dues.
看来好东西、好服务都不便宜。不过你刚才提到了一个很好的词儿 ,eke out. 咱们一起来学学这个习惯用语的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第976讲，我是杨林。
我是 Steve Barragona。
我室友是一名汽车销售员，由于他每个月都要完成一定的销售额，所以一到月底压力就特别大。不过他每次都使劲加班，刚刚好到月底之前完成规定的销售额。他的这种情况让我想到了一个习惯用语，那就是
Eke out. Eke is spelled E-K-E. Eke. And out?O-U-T, out, eke out.
Eke 是个动词，意思是节约使用，勉强度日。而 eke out 实际上就是竭力维持的意思。上面例子中，我室友每次都刚刚好完成销售任务。
He was able to eke out a few more car sales.
他竭尽全力多卖几辆车。下面例子里，这个人选择了自己热衷的职业，但却难免囊中羞涩。我们来听听看。
My sister-in-law has always been drawn to helping the poor. Her job as a social worker, though, doesn't pay very well. She barely covers her expenses every month. Still, she'd rather eke out a living doing what she likes than living comfortably from a job that's unrewarding.
这段话是说，我嫂子特别热衷于帮助穷人，但作为一名社会福利工作者，她的工资并不高。她每个月只能刚好应付基本的生活支出。但是他宁愿做自己喜欢的工作勉强度日，也不愿做一份没有精神回报的工作，只为能舒服的生活。
我真是太佩服他这种精神了。不过确实是这样，如果你热爱自己的工作，那么工作就变成了一种享受。就像我叔叔，很多人出大钱想要收购他的农场， 但是他说他无法想象不养牛不喂鸡的生活。
To many people, he ekes out an existence, yet he feels that he lives quite richly.
对很多人来说，他是在勉强度日，但是他自己却觉得生活特别满足。好了，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
My sister-in-law has always been drawn to helping the poor. Her job as a social worker, though, doesn't pay very well. She barely covers her expenses every month. Still, she'd rather eke out a living doing what she likes,than living comfortably from a job that's unrewarding.
上面我们讲到了 eke out, 勉强维持。不知道我们的听众朋友里有没有篮球迷？下面的例子跟篮球有关，让我们来听听看赛场上发生了什么令人惊叹的情况。
Fans of the Daredevils have been rewarded with some amazing basketball playing this season.You see, their team kept looking like they were heading for another defeat. Then they would somehow outmaneuver their opponents to win the game. The way they've been eking out one victory after another, they may be making it to the finals after all.
这段话是说 ,Daredevils 球队的球迷这个赛季可真是过足了球瘾。每次比赛看起来就像输了的时候，他们好像都能采取灵活攻略，出其不意赢得比赛。按他们这么打下去，一场接一场的赢球，说不定啊，他们还真能进决赛呢。
我想他们的球迷肯定特别高兴。我不是个体育迷，不过我是个哈利波特迷。最近我刚刚看完了哈利波特系列的最后一部，太精彩了。不过你知道吗？这个系列的作者罗琳曾经一度生活在贫困线上。
J.K. Rowling was eking out a living while on welfare before she started her famous Harry Potter series.
他开始写作《哈利波特》系列前，曾经依靠福利勉强度日。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Fans of the Daredevils have been rewarded with some amazing basketball playing this season. You see, their team kept looking like they were heading for another defeat. Then they would somehow outmaneuver their opponents to win the game. The way they've been eking out one victory after another, they may be making it to the finals after all.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 eke out， 意思是竭力维持。好的，这次的美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Steve Barragona，
谢谢各位的收听。
Speaking of eke out, some sports commentators thought China would only eke out a couple of Olympic victories. But it turns out the Chinese teams are doing exceptionally well.
那当然了，我们泱泱大国得几十块金牌当然是不在话下。我昨天看了 diving, 跳水，哎呀，真是太爽了。
Wait, I thought you were getting American citizenship, right?You should be rooting for the American team then.
申请入籍? No, I'm only applying for a green card. And no matter what, 我的心永远属于中国呀。But no kidding. Even for a green card, there is so much paperwork to do. I feel my head is going to explode.
I can totally imagine that. In today's Go English, we'll follow Amir and learn about how to become an American citizen. Let's go take a look.
美语三级跳，各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目移民入籍单元的初级课程。 Amir 已经在美国生活了几年，在考虑入籍成为美国公民，他找朋友 Susan 来打听入籍的手续。
That's right, Winnie. Becoming an American citizen takes a lot of work.
我也听说啊，要入籍成为 citizen 公民，要做一番准备工作呢。希望 Susan 能给 Amir 一些好的建议。
Hi Amir, I haven't seen you lately.
Hi Susan, I've been very busy lately applying to become a U.S. citizen. It is a lot of work.
Wow, it must be very complicated. Is everything going smoothly?
Yeah, but there is so much paperwork to do.
Paperwork 就是文书工作。也就是填表格、写文件、做档案等等事情。Amir 说，在申请入籍的时候要做很多 paperwork。哎 ，Professor， 在表达这个意思的时候，应该要说 do paperwork 还是 fill out paperwork 呢？
You can use either verb, Winnie. They mean the same thing.
哦，原来如此。哎，对了， Susan 问 Amir, is everything going smoothly? 就是问一切进展顺利吗？对不对？
Exactly. For example, you could say that class didn't go smoothly because I did not do my homework the night before.
Why have you decided to become a U.S. citizen?
My wife is American, and we chose to settle here in America.
Are you going to give up your Iranian citizenship?
Yeah, it is too bad that Iran doesn't recognize dual citizenship.
原来 Amir 的太太是美国人，所以他们决定 settle here in America, 在美国定居。
Amir also says that he has to give up his Iranian citizenship because Iran doesn't recognize dual citizenship.
Dual, D-U-A-L. Dual 是双重的意思，所以 dual citizenship 就是有双重国籍。Amir 不得不放弃他的伊朗国籍，因为啊，伊朗不承认双重国籍。
What is your immigration status right now?
Right now, I'm a permanent resident with a green card.
I see. How long will it take to become a citizen?
I'm not sure. Right now, I'm still finding all the documents I need. I will probably file my application next month.
Susan 问 Amir 现在的 immigration status, 移民身份。Amir 说他有 green card, 绿卡，是 permanent resident, 美国永久居民。
That's right. How long will it take for Amir to become a citizen?
他也不知道哎。他说目前他还在准备申请入籍所需要的 documents, 文档资料。不过啊，我听说移民申请有的时候很慢，要等很久才能从政府那里得到答复呢。
Yes, it can take a long time. And when is he going to file his application?
Amir 说他可能下个月就会 file his application, 提交他的申请材料。
You know, Amir, applying for citizenship is very complicated. You should talk to an immigration lawyer.
I don't know. That would probably cost a lot of money.
Yes, but if there are problems processing your application, the lawyer can help you.
Yeah, you're right. I don't want to take any chances. I will talk to an immigration lawyer.
Susan 建议 Amir 雇一个 immigration lawyer, 移民律师。这样的话，如果申请过程中出现问题，律师可以帮他解决。哎，对了 ,Professor, Amir 说 he doesn't want to take any chances. 这是什么意思啊？
Winnie, when you take a chance, you do something dangerous or risky.
哦，我明白了。Take a chance 就是冒险的意思。Amir 虽然有点心疼律师费，但是啊，他不想 take any chances, 拿自己的申请来冒险。希望 everything will go smoothly, Amir 可以尽快的入籍。
Let's listen next time to see what happens.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me。网址是 www.goenglish.me。
原来 Amir 的太太是美国人，所以他们决定 settle here in America。在美国定居，所以他不得不放弃伊朗国籍，因为 Iran doesn't recognize dual citizenship, 伊朗不承认双重国籍。Susan 建议他请一名 immigration lawyer, 移民律师，保证 everything will go smoothly, 一切顺利。
Sounds like the process is really complicated.
对呀，填一堆表，哦，真头大。
Well, look at the bright side. At least you don't have to move things around.Let me tell you, moving from Ohio to D.C. is not the most pleasant experience.
Yeah, relocating is definitely a bit challenging. 不过现在你能跟著名节目主持人我一起主持节目，你也该满意了吧？
Right. I'm just going to ignore you there. Actually, in today's business etiquette, Vivian and Tom are talking about the pros and cons of relocating. Let's see what they have to say.
礼节美语。
Tom 和 Vivian 是香港一家跨国公司的雇员。Vivian 被升职，要调到美国奥兰多的办事处。
Hey, Tom, got a second?
Sure, what's up?
The company has offered me a new position. It's kind of a promotion.
Hey, congratulations, that's great.
Vivian 问 Tom, got a second? 有时间吗？ Tom 回答说 what's up? 什么事？ Vivian 说自己升职了 promotion.
Yes, but the new position would require me to relocate to our office in Orlando, Florida. I know you relocated here from Chicago, so I wanted to get your 2 cents worth.
Vivian 说的 relocate 就是要搬到另外一个地方去工作。Vivian 说
I wanted to get your 2 cents worth.
2 cents worth 是指个人意见。Vivian 知道 Tom 是从芝加哥搬到香港来的，所以想听听他的想法。
Sure. Well, for starters, I went the opposite direction, moving from the States to Asia. So it's quite a different ballgame. But I think the main thing you have to do is weigh the pros and cons.
I don't even know where to start. One pro is a higher salary.
That's always a pro. But there's a whole bunch of other factors to consider.
Such as...
Tom 说首先 for starters, 他是从美国搬到亚洲所以情况完全不同 a different ballgame. 他建议 Vivian 考虑一下利弊 pro and con. 涨工资当然是好事那不好的地方有哪些呢
Well, consider how you get to work here. You take the subway, right?
Of course.
In Orlando, you would have to drive. Do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have an adorable German Shepherd puppy.
It can be quite time-consuming, expensive, and difficult to ship pets abroad.
These are all good things for me to consider. Anything else?
Tom 举例说，搬去奥兰多会带来很多变化，比如说要从坐地铁改成开车，把狗运出国要花很多钱，不过这些还是次要的。
I think one of the biggest things you might face is the change in the pace of life.In most of America, things don't zip by like they do here in Asia.
So many cons.
No, there's some great pros as well. When I moved here, I met all kinds of new people. And I'm now, as you know, in a relationship with a wonderful woman I met here.
That's a big pro.
最大的变化是生活节奏 the pace of life. 因为美国的生活节奏不像亚洲那么快。
Things don't zip by like they do here in Asia.
Zip by, 呼啸而过。奥兰多的生活和香港还有哪些差距呢？我们下次继续听。
Tom 说，要不要搬到另一个城市去，要考虑 pros and cons, 利弊。在美国要开车上班，而且最大的变化是 the pace of life, 生活节奏。因为 things don't zip by like they do here in Asia.生活节奏不像亚洲这样呼啸而过。
I can definitely feel the change of pace here in D.C. In Ohio, things are more relaxed, and people prefer to live at a slower pace.
I think that's a common thing for city living. Young people tend to live in cities, thus causing the faster pace. Speaking of which, how do you like D.C.?
我很喜欢啊。I still need to explore the city, but with so many museums and cultural events, I think it's safe to say that I'm going to like D.C. a lot.Maybe I can even find a really pretty girl here.
这才是主要的目的吧。好了，不说咱们了，我们还是接着带听众朋友去听听 Tom 给了 Vivian 怎样的建议吧。
礼节美语。
Tom 和 Vivian 是香港一家跨国公司的雇员。Vivian 被升职，要调到美国奥兰多的办事处。他知道 Tom 是从芝加哥调到香港来的，所以向他征求意见。Tom 谈到利弊时说
：“On a financial note, you'll probably be able to save a lot more of your salary and have more disposable income, as rents and living costs in that area are reasonable.”
Yeah, from a financial standpoint, relocating makes sense. But I just want to make sure I'm not shooting myself in the foot. Happiness is important, right?
Tom 说，要说到钱，奥兰多房租、生活费用都很合理 ，reasonable。所以 Vivian 会有很多可支配的收入 ，disposable income。Vivian 表示，如果光看钱，去奥兰多确实很合适 ，make sense。但是他不愿意搬起石头砸自己的脚。
I just want to make sure I'm not shooting myself in the foot.
因为开心还是很重要的。
Oh, absolutely. But Florida is a beautiful state with a nice climate. You'll be able to enjoy the beaches and take vacations in Miami.
Sounds good. It's just such a hard decision for me. I want to branch out and spread my wings, but there's so many unknowns.
Vivian 说她想扩大发展，展开双臂。
Branch out and spread my wings.
但是又有太多的未知数。
Let's say I'm leaning towards relocating. Got any practical tips?
Yeah, do your homework. Get online and research where you're going. Learn about the history, geography, climate, and all of that. Then, when you get there, you'll feel like you already know the place a bit.
How long did it take you to settle into your new environment?
I have to be honest. For the first 3 months, I was pretty unhappy.I didn't like the food, couldn't figure out the subway system, and for me, Hong Kong is a noisy place. But after the 4-month mark, I began to feel much better.
Do your homework. 这是英语里面很常用的一种说法，意思是事先做准备。Tom 建议 Vivian 去了解一下奥兰多的情况。他还说，他刚到香港的时候也很不习惯。你记得他是什么时候开始适应的吗？没错，4个月。
Now how does it feel? You've been here for a full year, right?
My 1-year anniversary is next week, and I have to say I've never been happier.
Thanks for sharing your experiences with me, Tom. I really appreciate it. You helped me clarify my own feelings.
Glad to be of help. And don't forget to invite me to your going away party.
I won't.
Vivian, 谢谢 Tom 的帮助。Tom 说，不要忘记请我参加你的 Going Away Party, 临行聚会。
We must travel in the direction of our fear. 必须朝着恐惧前行。说得真对。这么说起来，我昨天真不应该被一只小小的蜘蛛吓得躲在房间里不敢出来。
well, I'm terrified of heights. So I'll tell you what, I'll trade you.If you go skydiving with my friends this weekend, I'll squish the spider in your house.
好，一言为定。同学们，这次节目时间就到这里。如果你想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Also, tell us how you want us to improve our show. Like if you want more Mike and less Yanglin.
Yeah, dream on. 大家也别忘了关注新浪微博爱说英语的牛，收听更多课程。
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
One, two, 美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。12集精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试。我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目电视节目单元的高级课程。
Will and Jane are on a date and talking about what kind of TV shows they like to watch. And it so happens that Will loves TV crime dramas.
Crime drama 就是侦破片。Professor, 我听说最近几年 crime drama 已经是美国最受欢迎的电视剧了呢。这是为什么呢？
Let's see what Will and Jane have to say about it.
So, Will, you really like crime dramas, huh? Why are you so into them?
I really want to become a lawyer one day, so I think watching shows like Law and Order is pretty good preparation for my future career.
Oh, come on. That show is so boring. Each show has the same plot. The police arrest someone for a crime, and then he goes to trial.
No way. It's totally interesting the way it shows how the American justice system works. If it were so boring, why would there be so many spinoffs?
Well...That's one thing we can agree on. There are definitely a lot of cookie-cutter spin-offs.
Law and Order, 法律与秩序，这讲的是警察侦破罪案、法庭审案的故事。Will 喜欢看这个片子，因为他可以从中学到关于美国司法系统的一些知识呢。
That's right. Will likes it, but what does Jane think about the show?
Jane 觉得这片子没意思。不过 Will 说，如果这片子不吸引人，就不会有那么多 spin-offs， 仿照他所拍的同类型的电视剧啦。
Exactly. You know, you can call other things spin-offs too. For example, the new Italian restaurant was so popular that there were soon three other spin-offs.
Jane 还用到了 cookie cutter 这个词。Cookie cutter 就是做饼干的时候切面的模子。Professor， 在这里。Cookie cutter 是不是指千篇一律的东西呢
？Yes. For example, I could say that I never believe my students when they give me cookie cutter excuses for why they didn't do their homework, like saying that their dog ate it.
Well, what are some of the other crime dramas you like?
Do you know the show Crime Scene Investigation? We usually call it CSI. It's about a team of police investigators solving crimes in Las Vegas.
Sure, I've heard of CSI. What other shows do you like?
Oh, there are lots of other great crime dramas. There's also CSI New York and CSI Miami.
Will, can't you see that those are all the same show? They just happen in different cities.
No way, they're all totally different. And besides, they all get really good ratings and rave reviews.
CSI, 犯罪现场调查。也是一个非常红的电视剧呢。后来的 CSI New York 还有 CSI Miami 就是最初那版 CSI 的 spin-offs。
That's right. But what does Will say?
他说啊，这些电视剧都得到了 good ratings 高收视率，还有 rave reviews 非常好的评论。
That's right, Winnie. The word rave is often used as a verb, meaning to praise something highly.
Rave 通常是动词。意思是极力赞扬。哎，您能举个例子吗
？Well, I decided to take my next vacation in Greece. After my sister came back from her visit there, raving about how great it was.
You know, all this talk reminds me that CSI Miami is coming on pretty soon. Do you mind if I cut our date short so I can get home and watch it?
You want to end our date early just so you can go home and watch TV?Was the last episode a real cliffhanger and you have to see tonight's episode?
Yeah, I can't wait to get home so I can see the sequel.
Well, I hope you enjoy it, Will, because there will definitely not be a sequel to this date.
Will 居然要提前结束约会，赶回家看今晚播出的 CSI Miami. 哈，我看这只是个借口吧。哎，不过 Professor, Jane 提到一个词 cliffhanger, 这是什么意思呢？
A cliffhanger is a chapter of a book or an episode of a TV show that ends without resolving the plot.
Oh, 我明白了。Cliffhanger 是由两个部分组成。Cliff, 悬崖。Hanger, 悬挂物。所以呢 ,cliffhanger 就好比是有人在悬崖边命悬一线。这指的呢就是在书里还有电视里那种有悬念让人紧张的情节。这次